I'm Rona Tarrant. Coastal evacuations are underway as Hurricane Michael is expected to make landfall today along the Florida coast. The National Hurricane Center said it had strengthened to a Category 3 storm with winds of near 120 miles per hour. Alabama, Florida and Georgia have declared states of emergency in all or part of the states. At least 13 people are reported to have died in Central America due to the storm. President Trump has said he'd consider selecting former Goldman Sachs executive and White House advisor Dina Powell as the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations and shot down speculation he would select his daughter Ivanka for the post. Trump spoke to reporters at the White House hours after the surprise announcement that current U.N. ambassador Nikki Haley would step down at the end of the year. He said Haley would help him make the final pick for her replacement. In their first formal reports to the entire Synod of Bishops, many of the gathering's working groups reported that they discussed the clerical sexual abuse crisis and especially its impact on young Catholics. One of the groups, which included bishops from the US, Australia, Ireland and England, said the issue of abuse can't be skimmed over. They said catastrophic failures in case management and continued silence and denial in some cases had to be called out if they wished to heal and draw young Catholics into the church. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un has invited Pope Francis to meet in Pyongyang, according to a South Korean spokesman. Pope Francis is already set to meet with South Korean President Moon Jae-in next week for an audience at the Vatican Apostolic Palace, where Moon will personally deliver the invitation from Kim Jong-un. President Moon, who's a Catholic, will also participate in Mass for Peace on the Korean Peninsula in St. Peter's Basilica. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.